Disadvantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has just addressing senior military leaders from around the world at an unusual meeting he called for this morning at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia. He took aim at the previous Pentagon policy,
promoting risk-averse, go-along-to-get-along conformists instead. You name it, the department did it. Foolish and reckless political leaders set the wrong compass heading, and we lost our way. We became the woke department.
He's pledging to fix what he calls decades of decay. President Trump expected to speak next. Breaking news from Dallas. The family of a Mexican man shot outside an ICE field office there last week says he has died. In a statement, they confirm 32-year-old Miguel Garcia Hernandez has been removed from life support. His wife is expecting their fifth child. Garcia Hernandez was one of three detainees shot. One survives. Police say the gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound on the roof of a nearby building. With no deal between the president and congressional leaders to date, airlines are bracing for a potential government shutdown at midnight. It could trigger furlough and firing of tens of thousands of federal employees and force air traffic controllers to work without pay. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at the airport in Colorado.
We don't expect major disruptions tomorrow or the rest of this week if people show up at an airport like here in Denver. But if this shutdown is measured in weeks, not days, or stretches even longer than that, that's when we need to prepare for the potential of disruptions and delays.
CBS's Ian Lee is back at the scene of Sunday's deadly attack in Grand Blanc, Michigan, where a gunman set a Church of Latter-day Saints on fire before he began shooting.
Christopher Swanson, the local sheriff, says the raging inferno made the situation much more complicated.
You're teaching people to go barricade, you know, in an active shooter, but when there's a fire, you don't want to barricade. And you had firefighters that had been on the job for, you know, a year and their whole life, hands and knees, going room to room trying to rescue people.
Four people were killed. The suspect killed by police. A neighbor tells CBS News he appeared to have a grudge against the Mormon church. After a more than 30-year run, AOL pulls the plug on dial-up service today. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
AOL's dial-up internet may be going away, but the company still lives on, offering email, ID protection, and desktop support for paying subscribers.
Dow futures are down 36, S&P futures off 4. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. After hours of debate, Caledonia's Plan Commission voted 5-2 to rezone land for a proposed Microsoft data center. Most speakers opposed it, but supporters pointed to new jobs and a lot of new money for the village. The full village board takes up the issue October 14th. A Mount Pleasant traffic stop turned dangerous recently when a Racine man threatened to kill an officer. Police say 31-year-old Adam Riccio was drunk, armed, and made gang references during the arrest. The Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove has been awarded a federal grant. They'll be getting just over $930,000 to improve roads, parking, landscaping, and spaces for ceremonies. Bucky's has officially purchased 28 acres in Oak Creek. They paid $7.5 million to buy the land to build their massive gas station and store. Plans call for 120 pumps, with the site just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line off I-94. And the Brewers are waiting on the Cubs-Padres series to see their playoff opponent. Chicago and San Diego start their series this afternoon. When the crew does play, Milwaukee's Game 3 will be an away game. A local watch party has been planned for Davidson Park near the Harley campus. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks held their media day to kick off their season, but Giannis Antetokounmpo not there. He's in quarantine in Greece after testing positive for COVID. On a Zoom call, Giannis asked how he feels about missing the start of training camp.
Definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team and just like, you know, as a leader, I don't feel good about this. But at the end of the day, like, this is life. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
college football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a rough schedule ahead with games against Iowa, Ohio State, and this Saturday, they travel to Michigan.
Our ability to maintain and sustain some consistency as we continue to push and grow is going to be every bit as important as anything else.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 72 here this afternoon. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
And here we go with another, the second of seven multi-state keywords so that you can win the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Enter the word warm into the Civic Media app and text it off to us, and you could win $200 cash by the end of the day and gold jewelry. Now, one or the other, both. And you'll be qualified for the indoor club seats for the November Minnesota Green Bay game up in Green Bay. So the word, again, is warm, W-A-R-M, and good luck winning from WRJN. WRJN.
Yeah. I live on the palm and on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. Then in flies the guys all dressed up just like the Union Jack. Since I work by fans, if I have this kind of detergent fact, I said, hey, hey, you, get off of my car.
And timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. Good news. It's not Monday anymore.
It's the time. of the season. When love runs high in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone is the time of the season for love.
What's your name? Your daddy,
who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Your daddy,
who's your daddy? He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Something tells me I'm into something. Ah. something good, something good. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. A boy just saw the mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Cher talking about all the men and their money. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Remember, if you got the keyword from me a few minutes ago, you have until 10 o'clock to get that to us, to text it to us, to be eligible. Otherwise, the keyword that I gave you for this hour expires at 10 o'clock, and there'll be another keyword along that's good between 11 and noon here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Are you ready to upgrade your home or maybe even start fresh with a brand new build? Royal Construction LLC will turn your ideas into reality. From new home construction to eye-catching kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. They specialize in concrete and stamp designs that add both beauty and strength to your space. Fully licensed, insured, and trusted for quality that stands the test of time. No matter the size of the project, Royal Construction delivers. Find them on Facebook at Royal Construction LLC and build your dreams together.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Keep your swing sharp all year at X-Golf Kenosha. Thursday, October 9th kicks off a 10-day fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department with a special tournament. It's the KPD versus the public in a fun scramble format, all for a great cause. Enjoy giveaways like free golf rounds, KPD and X-Golf gear, and gift cards. And make sure you follow along on social media for all the action throughout the day. October 9th, X-Golf Kenosha, just off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than golf, it's about the community.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget headed your way about 9:45-ish on WRJN.
We'll be right back.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A big crowd turned out in Caledonia, and after 3 hours of public comment, the Plan Commission voted to move Microsoft's project forward. The rezoning of 244 acres for a proposed data center passed 5-2 last night. A lot of neighbors spoke against it, saying it threatens Caledonia's rural feel. Supporters say it would help the local economy. The proposal now heads to the full village board on October 14th. Microsoft only offered a written statement saying they want to work with residents. We know two people were shot in Mount Pleasant early Sunday, but investigators aren't releasing much more than that. Police say officers on foot patrol heard the gunfire and helped two victims at the scene near 22nd and Meade. Both survived. For now, police say there's no ongoing threat, but they're not commenting on possible suspects. You can go a little bit deeper on that story today online at RacineCountyEye.com. A final resting place for area veterans is getting some upgrades. The Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove is getting $931,000 for facility improvements. The cemetery conducts up to 1,500 services each year and serves veterans and their families. The federal grant will fund upgrades to roads, parking, landscaping, and areas used for funerals and flag ceremonies. It's a little cheaper in Racine County than it is in Kenosha County, but not by much. The average for gas is at about that $2.80 a gallon mark. With fall comes falling gas prices. Lisa Hale has more about the price at the pump around the state.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline in Wisconsin is down over 6 cents from last week to $2.82 a gallon. Nationally, prices have fallen 5.8 cents to $3.08 a gallon. Who is a petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy says seasonal factors such as switching to winter blends and falling demand are the primary causes for the decrease.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 72 here this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
High school football rivalries happening this Friday, and WRJN will be there. You can hear the game here on WRJN. Details coming up. Timeless Hits. WRJN with Dan Marcus. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming along in just a couple of minutes. It's from 1958, and it's really interesting why the singer, who was also the writer, chose this particular name to title this song with. Smart thinking on this guy's part, actually. And I'll tell you that whole story coming up in a matter of minutes on WRJN.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Be first in line for 2026 Brewers season tickets available now. Secure the best seats in the house at the best rates of the season and get a 2025 regular season Brewers game free. Plus, full or half season plans of two or more seats get a custom Brewers starter jacket. Learn more at brewers.com/season tickets.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Let's open up the vault door. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This one has an interesting story. It was written by the guy who sings it. It was recorded in a bedroom because he couldn't afford to go to a studio, okay? And it took 7 different takes on this home tape recorder in the bedroom in order to make this song work. And now, he was 16 years old when Robin Luke recorded this song, his only top 100 hit. And he chose the name Susie, as in Susie Darlin, the title of the song, because that was his 11-year younger sister. Okay, she's only 5 years old. And now, before there's any scandal here or anything, his reasoning why he picked his sister's name for the song is because he knew he'd be in trouble with all the girls at school if he picked some other name. So he said, no, it's about my sister. It's just a song. I sang her name in it for her sake. He got away with it. The song Susie Darlin, 1958 Top 10, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning. WRJN.
I stood watching all night long. I stood watching all night long. I stood watching till you went away. You were a girl of many charms. Oh, how I loved you in my arms. I never thought that you would ever go, 'cause I loved you so. Oh, Susie,
I'm
Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning, 1958, top 10 for Robin Luke. And there was one other guy in the bedroom playing percussion instruments and singing behind him. The percussion was not a drum. That was a pen on a countertop. And somehow, using the family portable tape recorder, they recorded this song. Seven different overdubs, seven tracks on the family recorders somehow. I don't know how they did it, but that's the story. And it's a good story and a good song. 1958 on WRJN.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got rings, it's on a finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. No, help her say. Chanel number 5. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump singer and I like her mad fat. Devil with a blue red song. She's a devil with a blue red song. Hey, I say now. Devil with a blue red song. Yeah, the devil with
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. If you missed the keyword, one more time, warm, get it to us before 10 o'clock. You still have time to get it to us, and good luck winning. WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm.
WRJN.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they call her Dawn.
Dawn, no way I'm no good for you.
Be good to you.
Hang
CBS News coming next to inform, along with local news from Stuart J. Waddles, sports and weather too.
Wouldn't it be nice?